सुनने के लिए अगर वो कुछ बोलेंगे तो What is he reading now? Time to read Bhajan Raja. Samudarashtam. Samudarashtam is reading in the morning. I don't think so. He's already reading something else. Bhajan Raja. Something like that. That's it. Shampuri Gaudiya Math.
Radha Damodar Math.
From Radha Damodar Math. This book has been published in the Orissa language. It has been published. Harinam Mahamadhi. I am very pleased with all the devotees involved with publishing this book and my hearty blessings to them. I want all my books. I want all the devotees should read in all the languages all over the world, the translations, and today by the mercy of Gurudev, we went to Prabodhanan Bhajan Kutir and his Samadhi. There below Mangal Thakur's Bhajan Stan. In Sundrak, Sundari Rishi was. I don't have the translator. Vishnu Devat Maharaj has translator. I am translating Orisha Brother. He took away the translator. You have translator. You can, for this, I can translate. I can speak in this. Haribo. 99. Okay. Ashtasakti and Radha. Akhya Bihari, Radha Vinod Bihari. We had darshan of all these places. Then we went to Dangali, Mangali, Premgali. Amishnadev Maharaj is there. All these gullies we went and then we reached our mat again. There many devotees even gave discourses on these pastime places. Now Prabodhanand Saraswati, about Prabodhanand Saraswati, Bhaktivedanta Shila. You can get it. Just try to tune in. How do you go? Vishnu Devat Maharaj is translating now. Vishnu Devat Maharaj is translating. You will get it now. Just tune in. He's translating. दूसरी फ्रिक्वेंसी
एक से नहीं जाएगा
इंग्लिश
सब
Yesterday, I said to them, if someone Yes, it
is absolutely there. It is present there on the bank of Kaliyuga. And after that, after 700 years, Vallabhacharya came and he gave mantra to Vallabhacharya. And then Vallabhacharya, in the line of Vishnu Swami, he preached the message. Now, we can to Kaliyuga. In brief, Shabdani will speak about Kaliyuga. How Satyam, how Deva Namaskar and Deep Meditation. So, Vasadhikara, Sri Rana, Shari, Kapo, Vihaya, Shandu, Vihaya. No?
Along with his brother Venkatesh. before he became Guru Gobind, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at their home and converting them to the divine loving Radha Raja Krishna, he told them that Rashmi Devi performed so many austerities in order to enter the Radha Leela, but still she was unsuccessful. In one kalpa, Yogamaya came, in another kalpa, Sri Krishna himself came, seeing her great severe austerity. And after, I'm prepared to give you the blessing that you can enter Radha Leela, but are you prepared to give up your husband, your life? And the gopis gave up their husband. And Radha Krishna went to make it too. But how can I do that? I have a rotten wife. I can't give up my husband. Are you prepared to make thousands of times just like the gopis? How can I? I'm a Brahmin. So being attached to her caste and her chastity as her husband, she was not allowed to enter into Radha Leela. And by changing dust to the lower feet of Sri Krishna, because she couldn't follow the footsteps of the gopis. But that same Krishna, by dancing on Kaliya, we read in Srimad Bhagavatamrita that he was inviting the gopis to actually perform Radha Leela on the heads of Kaliya, along with his own puja, the insane active mind puja. So the Nagapati prayed that what Vasudeva Devi could not attain, by the mercy of Lord Krishna, he attained it, our husband attained it. So now we no longer desire that we die. When Shivagurudev was in Odessa a couple of months ago, he told a very interesting secret. We hear that Nagapati wanted to now save their husband because he had become a devotee. And they now would be happy to have an association with such a husband. But Gurudev added something extra, that in order to protect their chastity, because if their husband would die, then some other evil snake, bad snake, would come and try to spoil their chastity. So they wanted to remain chaste and pure, so they wanted to keep their husband. Now especially that he had become a devotee. Krishna also saved Kali's life and blessed him with his lotus putra, because Garuda virtually slapped him with his wings. And we know that whenever one gets chastisement or punishment by a true devotee, that's as good as getting blessings from him. Just like Narada cursed the tree and they became liberated. He cursed the Salasubhara and the money river and they became liberated. So the punishment or chastisement of a true devotee is actually a blessing. So Krishna saved Kaliya because of the prayers of the Nagapati and also because of the mercy that he got from the Buddha. So when Krishna ordered Kaliya, I know that you're pure now, so you're back by associating the grave. So now you should leave this grave and go to Ramana Dvika, but you will never hurt you because you have the death of the lotus feet and my footprints on your head.
The voice of the Kaliya snake was thinking that the boss was being kept on. Krishna, that he is about to leave his body. The boss was being chastised so heavily.
Upare
I had to fight with Garuda. I fought with him once, but he's 1,000 times more stronger than me. And in his mind, he surrendered to me. That the Kalyas' wife, they were all devotees. And? The wives of the Kalya snake, they would speak Harikatha to Kalya, the snake, their husband. Now Krishna, who is heavier than millions of universes, now that Krishna with his foot, he is chastising, he is on his hood, dancing on his hood, and with each and every hood, he is emanating blood. And immediately became surrendered to Krishna. And he took that shelter of the Lord's feet, and also by the touch of the lotus feet of the Lord, all his distresses and anuttas were removed from his heart. And they are wondering, the wives of the Kali snake, they are wondering that, oh, what austerities has he performed that today Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, Lakshmi, and Narad, all the demigods also, they have not got the touch of his lotus feet on their forehead. But you are decorated with his lotus feet on your head today. You are so fortunate. Kalya is very, very fortunate. What austerities has he performed? They are wondering. We can see that Kalya actually has performed no austerities, but there is one pastime. Staying in one day in Mathura, even one day if somebody stays in Mathura, he can get bhakti, such a person. And he was in Vrindavan for so many years. 96 yugas he was in Vrindavan. From 4th Manvantara to the 28th Manvantara, he is residing in Vrindavan, this Kalya. This was the first reason that he resided in Vrindavan. And also, second reason, that his wives were devotees. And the third reason was that if your enemy, anywhere, is a devotee, anyway, his chastisement, enmity is also your mercy. Even if your friend, if he is non-devotee, then your spiritual life will be destroyed. Even if your enemy is a devotee, then still he will remove your materialistic mentality and will bring auspiciousness in your life. So, then Bhagavan Sri Krishna excuse him, and there are very many lessons in this pastime. If in this life it is not possible to perform Krishna bhajan, and if you will be serving the material senses, this life is useless. Please. Be careful. Don't do anything else in life. Suppose you're not able to do any of the tasks, but Hari Bhajan you should not do. And if you're not performing,
your call is disconnected.
Gurudev said to Narasingh Maharaj that there was one time he collected 140 rupees. In those days it was a big amount. From that he took away 40 rupees for his personal use and he gave 100 rupees to Gurudev. Then Guru Maharaj said, being quiet, that how much money did you collect? Oh, actually I had collected 140 rupees. Then Maharaj called him. Gurudev called him. If this bhajan you keep with yourself, you will not be able to perform bhajan. You don't understand, Gurudev said, this is poison, this money you collected from the materialist people, I will purify it. And he took this money from his hand and again he gave it back to him. So why did not let me use it earlier? Nothing. Prabhu asking Gurudev said, you don't have the capacity to digest this money. You would use it for your personal use, but I am using all this money for the service of Krishna. These are all lessons, the instructions of the Vaishnavas. You have heard all these things. Gurudev is asking Damodar Maharaj.
Because of the wires of Kali of Krishna, then Krishna gave
the wise are thinking, oh, if my husband dies, it's good because he's a person by them. When they go and surrender to Krishna, then they pray to Krishna on his behalf. And the third reason is Guru's mercy. Guru has a type of Kalya and counted him in his wind. Therefore, if not Kalya thought, Guru is my enemy, Guru never thought Kalya is my enemy. But Vaishnava always asks for, you know, auspicious way for everyone, even those who desire to do for them. Therefore, there are so many teachings in this Kalya Yuga. We should keep this in mind as always. We should understand that if the glass do not perform the version of Krishna, then his life will completely be useless. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is instructed, why should he have the constraints of Mahanasya Dharma and take complete shelter of Krishna? This is a colleague of the college, Ashok Samantan, and take according to Ashok Samantan. At the time of initiation, when the devotee is completely surrendered to Guru and Krishna, that time the devotee receives a spiritual voice by Krishna himself. The same of the day are Krishna and Jana Ravana. In that spiritual body, one performs the worship of the Krishna. Especially, we should understand that this very Kaliyuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, and he distributed Raja Bhakti, which is rarely achieved even for Brahma and for Shiva. Therefore, that person who gets another thunder like Kaliyuga but doesn't follow the instructions, that person's life is really useless and they're really unfortunate. How is it possible if we are saying to each other, but still the material desires are within our mind? Really, there is one cause of this. We are seeking money for our own material enjoyment. And that money is like poison. Wherever we go, it will come out in the form of material desire. Then Buddha told one story, he told my sister. When Buddha was younger, then he went preaching with Buddha Father Sinamaraj. The uncle of Buddha Father Sinamaraj, the mother of Buddha Sinamaraj. So they went collecting and they went to give the disciple of Buddha Sinamaraj. They went collecting and they collected 140 rupees. Then the 100 rupees came to Father Buddha. Then Srila Prabhupada asked, well, how much did you collect? The Buddha said, I collected 140 rupees. Then Srila Prabhupada called the Buddha Sinamaraj, where is the other 40 rupees? Then the Sinamaraj, he said, very angry. And he said, and he threw it on the ground. Now, take this. Then Srila Prabhupada counted the 40 rupees, then gave it back. The Sinamaraj was real angry. Oh, see that? Why did you keep it in the first place? The Prabhupada said, this is poison. That money is not from a cure, it's from poison. An ordinary bhakti cannot digest it. Then when you should give it to me, I'll digest it and I'll give it back in the form of prasad. If a brahmachari is in that she doesn't need money for their own enjoyment, they should give it to them and get it back in the form of prasad.
Ramchandra Prabhu is saying, we haven't heard any time you speak about Radha Bhante Vihari. He's speaking now, will they? There is a place known as Nidhivan and Sevakun. Near Sevakun is another place known as Nidhivan. There, one saintly person of Nimar Sampradaya, very Mother Maharaj was suggesting something. He said, let me speak, Gurudev is saying. After you want to sing, you get up there. Then Haridas, a very good musician, His disciple was one Tansen, one of the jewels of the emperor in the assembly of Emperor Akbar. Maharaj was very influenced by him, Akbar, the emperor. He says, he was thinking, Tansen, that he is so pleased with me. And he said to Akbar once that if you will hear my Gurudev's music, you will be mighty pleased. Then the king took on the form of an ordinary person. He came to this place. And then Tansen is a guy. When Mansa Bihari ji did, he gave him a dream. He came to dream to Haridas ji, who was residing in this middle one, that there is a Shaka Kun there in this middle one. Then along with Vrajabasi, he dug up this place and he found a very beautiful pond. And then this deity was found and established in Nidivan, and later on it was established, as we know, in the famous temple of Mansa Bihari, this deity. And other deities also we know in Vrindavan also were established. Govind Devi, Madan Mohan, Gopinath ji, etc. And all the people from all over the world now come to have darshan of this wonderful deity. Some devotee, one time, one devotee who was having darshan of the Lord, then she had, one of the devotees, he met his eyes with the Lord's eyes, and then the Lord became attracted to this person and inquired that, what do you require? He said, I want you to come with me. Okay, if you want to take me, the lady said, you please arrange a cart for me, some vehicle. Then he arranged a bullock cart. Then the deity began to walk away in the chariot, in the cart with this devotee, and then all the devotees ran behind this cart and they caught the cart and they brought the deity back, and then they established deity again back in the temple Mansa Bihari. From there on, whenever you have darshan from till date, you will see that 1 minute or so, maybe they will have the darshan open, otherwise they keep closing and opening the curtain so that nobody will glance at him continually for a long time. Translation. Muni Maharaj.
There was a great saint named Swami Vajra in the valley of Nimba Sahara. He was doing Vajra in Nidivan, near Sarah. The Swami Vajra was very great magician. So, there was so much power and healing that he had even decided to transcend and Vajji Baba, Prabhupada, also music in the assembly of Emperor Akbar. There is so many stories about this. So, one thing Akbar asked Tansen, if you can perform the live music, how will your guru come? So, Tansen told me, if you listen to my Krishna. So Tantra therefore is oriented. So they approach the king, as soon as they approach, then they approach the Gurudev, Vaidhar. So I just told them that, please, for some saying something, what you learn from me. While singing, Tantra is knowing the great mistake. But he didn't say that, some of the other said, oh, I taught you already. So then he took the Tantra and started singing. So now if you perform right side, bottom, last, you know, all the capital, all the annual play, year, speaker, all the capital along there, and started dancing nearby. So I was looking strong in the extraordinary performance of the Swami Vidya. So this Swami Vidya was a great devotee. Actually, Krishna became greedy, always hearing his kirtan. So once Bhakti Gandhi came in dream and told, oh, I am in the fear of the Muslim king. I am in this kirtan in the Indian soil. Please, they doubt me and shock me. I want to take service from you. Somehow, Swami Vidya is the Bhakti Gandhi Deshi and started doing seva. So, like this, the Bhakti Gandhi Deshi appeared. So nicely they are showing that how many of people, millions of people, they always gather. So this Bhakti Gandhi was very affectionate to his devotee. If any devotee asked anything, very easily give. So one Brahmin from Maharashtra, a great devotee, he came and started praying to Bhakti Gandhi. So he became attracted and eye to eye somehow with Bhakti Gandhi. Then asked, oh Lord, you will call me king tomorrow noon. I will start with all our thinking. So Bhakti Gandhi told him, okay, I will go with you. So he granted. So when Pujari came, then to the deity at midnight, then he arranged the car and Bhakti Gandhi came with him. So on the way, when he was to, almost near the Varapur, so he just went on the other side. Pujari entered the altar, so no, Bhakti Gandhi is not there. So they remembered, oh, one Brahmin came. He said, yes, that devotee was praying some time, a long time. Maybe he took the deity. They all went. The Brahmin was, anyway, he put the deity in the pond. And afterwards, they stole fighting and they brought the deity back. Since then, always they would keep the altar a long time over. Every night, meaning they close the altar screen again, again, over, again, close. Because that year, they can hold somebody. So this is specialty in Bhakti Gandhi.
Whatever books, scriptures were written by Sri Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Ratham Sindhu, Ujjwal Nirmani. This is described, this is also commented on later by Shila, Krishna, and Chakravarti Thakur, the three books. Whoever has read these three books, he is a Vaishnava. It is said by everybody a Vaishnava. Also, Krishna Chakravarti Thakur wrote one very beautiful, unprecedented scripture by the name of Madhura Kadambini. Now, this book, I want to read from this book from today onwards. Madhura Kadambini. Bhakti Ratham Sindhu, Ujjwal Nirmani, and Kiran, what is that book? Kiran? Ujjwal Nirmani.
Kiran Mani, Bhakti Ratham Sindhu, and what is the other one?
No. Madhura Kandamini, now he's starting to read from today. Our worshipable is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dhiras Raj Mahava personified Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our worshipable deity. We are praying to you, I pray to you for your mercy that this scripture, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in this Adoshada, Sadhu Sangha, Anaprati, etc., all the special materials of peace. What is Sadhu Sangha? The situation of the devotees. Then with Sadhu Sangha, the situation of the devotees, one develops Shraddha. That by worshipping the Lord, all tasks will be performed. All the karmas of life will be performed by performing Krishna Bhakti. No need to do anything else separately. Maybe my life I will leave, but I will not leave Bhakti. Such Shraddha develops in one part in the association of devotees. Then he takes the shelter of Gurudev. He learns the lessons of bhajan, proper etiquettes. And then he begins to perform the bhajan activities, bhajan kriya. Then by performing the bhajan kriya, anat nivritti. In the same proportion as he is performing bhajan, his anatsas are being removed gradually. And now, he is chanting Harina. He has association of the devotees. But still, anarth are not removed. His material desires do not go away. He still has material desires. Millions and millions lives passed he as an animal. He has enjoyed material sense enjoyment, but still he is not able to leave his material desires. Why? Because only 25, 30 years, 40 years, he is listening, but still, he is not following them completely. His anarchy, he is not able to cross this stage. These higher stages of Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Sakti, Bhav, etc. He, Shri Prasad Thakur, has described all these stages in great detail. And only a person, when he will read these books, then he will understand on which stage he is. And where is my fault? If he hears the discourses by the Vaishnava, he will understand what stage he is in. Am I getting free of the anarthas? Am I developing nishtha, asakti? Am I developing all these? Am I crossing to all these stages? In that way, he will be able to perform bhajan. So that he will be able to understand his faults and then be able to progress in spiritual life. In all these stages have been described in great detail by Shri Krishna Shukadev Thakur. Madhur Kadamini, why did you keep this name? Kadamini means a cloud bank, a bank of clouds. Clouds, rain-bearing clouds. This water that it showers means nectar. What is bhakti? Bhakti is nectar, amrit. All the material desires are removed far away by this shower of mercy. Mahaprabhu, if this mercy, he will shower on us, if he will shower this mercy on us, this This is not water that he showers. This is nectar, very sweet nectar. That's why it is known as Madhura Kadambini. The bank of clouds showering Madhura, the sweet nectar. Meghmala, Meghmala means a bank of clouds. Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivasadi, etc., Sarup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Raman, these are all the bank of clouds. Or a garland of clouds. Means these garland of clouds. And they will shower this water. What? This shower is nectar. If we hear their instructions, their all anusha will be removed from our heart. That's what he's saying here. Madhurya Kadambini. Nirankush, without any boundaries. If it showers, it will, if there is lot of rain, if there is torrential rain, then it will fill up the river and then it will also overflow from this river. The flood from this river does not consider that, oh, this is not proper place, this is a dirty place, I should not flow there, or this is a clean place, I should flow there. Similarly, Mahaprabhu's mercy also flows in all directions. They shower all the nectar on everybody equally. The seeds, now they begin to sprout by this shower of rain, of nectar. Which seed is blossoming, sprouting? That seed which had become nearly dry, but now by the mercy of this nectar, the seed is beginning to sprout. This heart is like a desert. There is no seed even in that heart. But Mahaprabhu, by his mercy, he will provide the seed as well as he will sprout the seed. This is Mahaprabhu's mercy. Jagai, Madai, etc. He gave them the seed of bhakti and made them super supreme devotees, param bhakta. Mahaprabhu gave mercy to Jagai, Madai and all such other non-devotees. Madhurya, why did we use this word, Madhurya?
Krishna,
the sweet. Rasraj. When he says Madhurya Kadambini, very beautiful, very handsome, very attractive, very enchanting. Understand that these Krishna's pastimes, they are all mother, sweet. All his pastimes are very supremely sweet. Vatsalya, even more sweet, his pastimes of Vatsalya. And the pastimes with gopis, even more sweet. And his pastimes with Srimati Radhika, in Radhakund, etc., all those pastimes, they are most sweet. And Krishna Saviraj Goswami says, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Krishna Swami, Nimbarkaditta, they were all speaking about the essence of Lord to be opulent. They were considering the Lord Narayan to be the supreme, to serve him in opulence, in moods of aishwarya. But Mahaprabhu spoke completely opposite. He, from Srimad Bhagavatam, Raspanchadhyay, etc., from these places he quoted and explained that how he is being chastised by the mother, Mother Yashoda, so sweet pastimes. with the Sakar. For one second, if they cannot see Krishna, they are eager for his association. Where is he? And Krishna comes running to them. These are the most sweet pastimes that he has performed. Especially, Rasam Sadhyay, Venu Geet, Brahma Geet, Yugal Geet, etc. All these are even more sweet. This sweetness of his pastimes is being showered by Sri Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other devotees. Indeed, by this Madhura Kadam, the sweet rain-bearing clouds. If the sky is covered with these clouds and there is no rain, but still the atmosphere becomes cool because of the presence of these clouds, means even though rain has not started yet, the rain is very far away. Means Mahaprabhu, after around 250 or around 300 years, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur took birth. He appeared after 250 or 300 years, and here, very far away from Mahaprabhu. And I am a dry straw in the desert. But this coolness of the Madhura Kadamini, the sweet rain-bearing clouds, may they manifest in my heart their nectar, may they shower on me their nectar so that my heart becomes simple and cultivable. Like this he is saying to the Lord. Tell them our translation.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Very good. Bengali is speaking a little.
He's speaking Bengali?
Yeah. The subject is familiar, so I can.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gandhi was full of optimism, not even of Bhagavan's tradition. Venerable Sanatana Bhagavan was full of long past, right? Venerable performed an even my pastime, my Krishna Lila. Before the Venerable Nambu, everyone was still rejected for Bhagavan Rasa to be your right job, full of him. But, Venerable Nambu came and said to the Rasa Pastor Gaya, and distributed everywhere. Before Mahaprabhu, the younger brother, the Almighty Buddha, the son of Krishna, had the power to wait in 1 second of separation, saying, where is Kanaya? Where is Kanaya? Therefore, the sense of Krishna, from Krishna, has described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, like Vedavati, Brahmati, Vidyoti, that Krishna is seen in the mountains, spread everywhere, like a rain fall. The Sri Krishna, Krishna is very powerful there, because he appeared 300 years after Mahaprabhu. I was very unfortunate. I could not get the direct delivery of the Nursing Gauranga in particular. Therefore, this island is destined for 15 after Mahaprabhu. But still, even before it rains, when the rain is there, it's sufficient and the breeze comes and the breeze is very cooling and refreshing. Even though I am the desert, half the mountain period, Sri Krishna Prabhupada Kapasa is the wind or the burning mountain is still touching me. And where is my heart, which is like a desert? Because there is my heart, like a great mountain, a very nice tree full of nectar, or high bhakti of feet of my heart.
Very nice Hari Katha we had. Now we will. Six, 7 days before this parikram, we had darshan of birthplace, Mathura Devi, another pastime place of Krishna in Mathura, Dwarkadish, etc. We had darshan of all these places. We had 7 days darshan in these places. Dog Panda, it is very difficult to have darshan in these places peacefully. So I am requesting all of you to give something in charity, whatever English.
So, I must thank you to give him some money. If he is poor, he will spend 100 rupees, 200 rupees in his car. But because they don't charge anything and don't sell nothing. So, I must thank you to give him some donations, some Sangha, and then the Jesus. After a lot of
I don't know.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial the
And the Vatsal and their class for today. I read a